You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So I guess police are starting to drill outside a suburban Detroit home in search for Jimmy Hoffa. Yeah, they still haven't found his body, right? Former Teamsters boss, I guess went missing in 1975. Now, from what we understand, a tipster told police that a body was buried in Roseville, Michigan, in a house in the suburban area of Roseville, around the same time Hoffa disappeared back in 1975. So apparently this tip seems credible. Still isn't 100% sure this could be Hoffa's body, so they're going to start digging. All right. The tipster apparently used to do business with a man who had ties to Anthony Giacalone, an organized crime figure who was supposed to meet Hoffa the day he disappeared. Yeah, I think I saw the Jack Nicholson film. I need to see that again. That was back in the 92, was the Jack Nicholson film. Gotta watch that again. Isn't it funny? To learn about people, you go and you watch the movie, right? Like Titanic. Many people, they don't know what happened with the Titanic, so they decide to watch the Titanic movie. You know, honestly, Hollywood then has a duty to make sure that these movies are as accurate as possible. All right. So anyway, some of the police force is skeptical, but they are planning to start the dig Friday morning, obviously, and we will. They'll also do soil testing. So that's kind of interesting. I mean, he's been missing now for how many decades? And okay, so that's the scoop there. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Got a lot to talk about. Many of you have had a lot of opinions on what's been happening with medicine, and I definitely want to play those. We have early voting. Looks like already starting this week. So for those of you that can early vote, you may want to get that done. The last thing you want to do is vote the day of the election or plan on voting, and then you miss it. You're going to probably see a lot of announcements, such as this one. Republicans vote on Tuesday. Democrats vote on Wednesday. Okay. I'm not allowed to say that that's accurate. But if any of you hear anything of which where election day is when Democrats vote, the day after election day is when Republicans vote, don't buy it. Okay. That is a fallacy. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. Okay. You know, I think one of the organs that is probably the most underlooked or overlooked, I should probably say, are the kidneys. And we have more news on kidneys and how kidney failure, even with people without high blood pressure or diabetes, could obviously put you at risk for death. Now, some of you are like, well, duh, obviously kidney disease and kidney failure. If your kidneys fail, how do you live? Yeah, but what a lot of people don't realize is what level of kidney failure they could be at. I mean, from what we understand, chronic kidney disease now affects probably a fifth, almost, I mean, maybe, I don't want to say yet a fourth. We're not that close. Maybe it's about 16%, okay? But we're really getting close to a good portion of Americans having chronic kidney disease. And why? Because many of us are getting older. We have the baby boomers, you know, advancing now in age where they're now in their 60s. But I think a big part of it also is many of us have done our kidney disease to ourselves. Obesity, high cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure. But a big part of it are the medications we take over the counter for pain. You know, I talk about this on the show all the time. Many of us take ibuprofen, Motrin, Aleve, etc. And these medications can hurt your kidney. And we don't think that we're hurting our kidneys because they're an over-the-counter medication. Until finally I screen somebody and I go, something's wrong with your kidneys. This isn't right. And I say, we got to stop all, you know, NSAIDs or medications over-the-counter that you're taking for anti-inflammatory purposes. And like, what are you talking about? I've been taking that for years. Now, chronic kidney disease, which could happen before kidney failure, takes 10 to 20 years to happen. So what should you do if you've been popping these NSAIDs, these anti-inflammatories, for years? Now, I could be just as guilty. You know, today I had a headache, woke up with a headache, so I, you know, went to the Excedrin migraine. Now, Excedrin migraine is aspirin and caffeine, all right? But, you know, stop and think about how many times have you had to run for your headache medication? Think about it. You know, if you take headache medication a couple times a week and you've been doing that for years, that could add up. Now, what should you do to screen for kidney disease? Well, it's easy. You know, blood tests are very good. You know, blood tests look at your BUN, your blood urea, nitrogen, and creatinine. Doctor can take a look at those, medical provider, and, you know, look at the ratio between BUN and creatinine, et cetera. Always a urine test is easy. Spot urine test, you could look at some protein. But the best test that I like to use is something called a 24-hour urine protein and creatinine clearance. Now, I've done many of these 24-hour tests myself because I had kidney stones, et cetera. And when they have to collect your urine for the day, it is a pain in the butt because you can't lose any urine in the toilet. I mean, you have to collect that urine for a whole day. And if you're a trucker, if you work, I, you know, never have had a day off. I've always even worked on Sundays. And so I would just take the container with me. You got to keep these containers cold. So I'd walk around with a cooler, have my 24-hour urine in there with a bunch of Dixie cups, because you don't want to save the Dixie cup after you use it. Make sure it's not one of those little baby Dixie cups that you use to rinse your mouth after brushing your teeth. Make sure it's kind of one of those big Dixie cups like they pass around at a fraternity party. And you use that, you pee the cup, you collect it, and then you throw the cup out, and you wait till the next time you have to pee. And the reason why these are so crucial is because it takes a look at what your kidneys do over a day. They could take a look, do some sort of a calculation between the urine and the blood, and then decide how your kidneys are functioning by looking at something called creatinine clearance, how your body clears creatinine, which is a component that we use to measure kidney, kidney health, kidney status. And, you know, based on those results, it could actually tell the doctor if you're having some sort of weakness in your kidneys. Now, I know many of you are like, well, Dahlia, you know, I'm in my 60s. Of course I have some weakness. Yes, a lot of us do. But there's a big difference between insufficiency, disease, and failure. All right? And if you are starting to work towards one of them, wouldn't you like to know how to reverse it or how to stop it? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 27th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $17.5760. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,891, $9.46 for a half-ounce, or $4.5023 for a quarter-ounce. That's $1,891, $9.46, and $4.5023.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So really quickly, we're going to review how to protect your kidneys since kidney disease is obviously on the rise. Now, you know, there's many different sources out there talking about how to protect your kidneys. You have a lot of urologists that have blogs, etc. So you're going to notice some of these will overlap. But for the most part, there are, you know, some basic things I've talked to you about. Make sure you don't have high blood pressure, diabetes, or high cholesterol, and watch medications you're taking over the counter. But other things that the urologists have discussed is, you know, sometimes salt isn't all that bad for kidneys, but you don't want to overtake salt. So make sure you don't overdo it with salt. Make sure you don't overdo it with coffee, chocolate, sugar, or stimulants. They say to avoid cold food and iced drinks for the kidneys. That I haven't heard about. That's kind of interesting. They also said to try to reduce or eliminate pasteurized fruit juice except cranberry juice. Cranberry juice seems to do better for the kidneys, but a lot of these other fruit juices, maybe not. Drink plenty of water, 8 to 10 glasses of water a day, but you also get water in soup and tea, etc. But, you know, definitely make sure you're flushing these kidneys out. You know, one of the reasons why I got kidney stones is because I never drink water. I lived in Las Vegas, one of the kidney stone capitals of the world, and I would hardly drink. And the water that was out of the tap at the time was also still pretty rocky. Okay, you need to flush out the kidney. So water is extremely important. Also getting plenty of sleep. Not overeating late at night. That could sometimes also stress the kidneys. You want to have a really good balance of protein, carbohydrates, fats. I'm getting this from Care 2. There's also, let me see, I thought I found a nice medication list. For the most part, though, you really need to be careful with your ibuprofen and your naproxen sodium. Certain antibiotics, though, can also affect the kidneys. If you don't take antibiotics that often, might not be too much of an issue. But let's say your kidneys are a little on the weak side. Okay, remind your doctor that the medication he gives you may have to be adjusted because you may not be able to handle the higher dose of a medication if your kidneys are a little weak. You know, another thing I was taught in medical school, but it was never perpetuated later in my training, was you want to avoid anti-inflammatories and ACE inhibitors at the same time. Now, ACE inhibitors is a very common blood pressure medicine that many of you are on. Zestril, lisinopril, benazepril, these medications that end in ill because they act on the kidneys. And I was taught that if you take those at the same time as an anti-inflammatory, you could lose blood flow to the little glomeruli, which are the filtering aspects of your kidney. So I think there's certain medications that you really shouldn't take together, especially if your kidneys are a little weak. So my recommendation would be to definitely check with your doctor, even check with your pharmacist. The pharmacists are amazing in terms of the wealth of information they can provide. When we talk about diet with kidneys, many people think they need to cut back on the protein. If you have an issue where your kidneys cause you to lose protein, I don't know if I want you to cut back on your protein. It depends on what type of kidney issue you have. And many times these renal doctors or your nephrologists may recommend a nutritionist to kind of help decide what you need and what you should stay away from. Like, for example, we don't want you getting diabetes. So many of your nutritionists will probably want to cut back on your carbohydrates. But we also don't want you to do like a straight Atkins either because you may overdo it with your protein and not balance it out. So there's really no basic diet we can give you to protect your kidneys. But many of you have probably been told to cut back on your protein because the protein could be stressing the kidneys. If that's the case, yes, you may have to cut things down. But, you know, for the most part, get yourself checked. Know where you are with your kidneys because, you know, a lot of times you get a blood test, you get a urine test, and that's it. And I think a lot of us need to get that 24-hour test. I really do. That tells us a lot more. That gives us the nitty-gritty, and it can help identify those of us who could be slowly going into renal failure. Again, what can you do before that? Keep that blood pressure good. Keep that diabetes down. Keep your weight down. Eat a balanced diet. Drink plenty of fluids, and watch your cholesterol. If you're doing that, you're gonna be in a better position to deal with the kidneys. Now, thank God you have two of them. But a lot of times when your kidneys start to fail or become insufficient, they both do at the same time. It's not like one goes down and then you start to work on the other one. It doesn't happen that way. So it's not like you could just take out a kidney, okay? People do. They do get kidney transplants, et cetera, especially with diabetes. But, it's not like you'll have one working kidney while the other one isn't. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, this year's flu vaccine. It looks like this year's flu vaccine, federal authorities say it protects against two new strains. Okay, flu was mild last winter. Do not think that the flu vaccine that you got last year is going to protect you this year. They say they have plenty, over 135 million doses. They are recommending flu vaccination for everyone older than 6 months of age. From what we understand, only 42% of Americans were immunized last year. 65 and older, you're at high risk. Only 2/3 of them were vaccinated last year. So we still aren't, we still aren't vaccinating everybody. Many of you have emailed me, called in, talked to me about risks of flu vaccine. There's very few. You know, I've been getting the flu vaccine every year because, again, I don't want to get the flu and then sicken my patients. So I've been getting the flu vaccine, and, yeah, it kind of hurts. My arm gets a little sore. Could there be potential for Guillain-Barré or some sort of neurological issue? There's always a potential with anything. Okay, I'm not going to lie. I mean, there is that risk, one in a million or whatever the incidence is. You know, but for the most part, we're very, very comfortable with this year's lot. Like I said, I've received it. My family's received it. My patients have received it. Knock on wood. So far, so good. So, but I understand that many of you are kind of fearful. Some of you allergic to eggs may not be able to get, certain types of flu shots. So I, definitely talk to your doctor. If for some reason you think that, you are unable to take the flu shot, you think you're allergic to it, and you're worried what happens if you get the flu, there are antivirals out there. My recommendation would be to talk to your doctor. We probably are not going to pre-prescribe flu medication for people, because with the whole avian flu issue and these weird flus that have been going around, we don't want to have a hoarding issue with the Tamiflu like we did during the swine flu epidemic a few years back. So you probably won't get a pre-prescription, but make sure you talk to your doctor and say, look, I'm not going to get the flu shot. What is the best way to get to you if I think I have the flu so then I can be treated immediately? But remember, have these conversations. Also talk to the office manager, because I know how difficult it is to get in with your doctor same day. I hear you guys griping about that all the time. You call, you don't get an appointment for a couple weeks. What do you do if you have the flu and you want to start an antiviral right away? Now, most flus don't even need the antiviral. Most flus are self-limiting. But if you're in a vulnerable group, we want to fight this. Ideally, we want to vaccinate you, but if you can't take the vaccination, then we want to fight it as quickly as we can. All right? So two new strains protected in this flu vaccine, as well as swine flu, and we'll see how it goes. But, you know, remember, these flu vaccines are basing it on what they could predict. You know, these people, they study last year's flu. They study ways that these viruses can mutate, and then they come up with the flu vaccine. I mean, it's brilliant how they do this, but remember, it's still not 100%. So we're not going to have 100% immunity. Some of you say you get the flu shot, and then you still get the flu. Well, it could be because it could be a different type of flu. It could, you know, I mean, that still could happen. Remember, when you get the flu shot, it's only three strains, two new strains of the virus plus swine flu. From what I understand with this particular flu shot, that's why we call it trivalent, tri as in three. But, I mean, it doesn't mean it's 100% foolproof. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. By the way, for those of you who love going to these trucker conventions, there's a great trucker convention next month, Trucker Social Media Online in Kansas City. I definitely suggest you find their website and take a look. I guess it's only $99 registration, and I'm going to be there. And I cannot wait to meet many of you. I know we have a lot of trucker listeners, so if you guys are in the Kansas City area, it looks like they feed you pretty well. They teach you a lot of things, and I'm going to be there. Definitely worth the $99 if you can fork it over. So please definitely check out Trucker Media, Social Media Online Convention in Kansas City next month in October. And register. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we do have an Android app. Don't forget to download the Dr. Dahlia Show. It's free for those of you that need to listen to something on your long drives or at work. It's great. You get to learn a lot, and you get to hear me pitch for the trucker convention and my Android app. We do that on the show, as you can see. Also, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Facebook, go to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Okay, when we come back, we're going to be talking about how there may be a certain type of bacteria in our gut that could be putting us at risk for diabetes. Also, thank heavens, I'm not going to talk about this, but just really quickly, thank heavens, NFL refs are back. They came to an agreement, tentative agreement. They should be back, all ready to rock and roll this week. Okay, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk. Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Will the government think about pushing retirement age to past 65? Well, from what we understand, there's a report by the National Research Council that comes out this week saying that right now Medicare and Social Security are unsustainable. Remember I was talking a couple days ago about how the government may step in inevitably? And not that I want us to throw in the towel, and many of you have said, well, let's just throw in the towel. Let's just, socialized medicine is going to happen. Let's have it happen now and figure it out. I'm not happy about that. I don't really want to go socialized medicine. But from what we understand, as the baby boomer generation crests, we don't have enough younger people to sustain the baby boomers. Less people are having babies. And remember I said, you know, your baby boomers are now, I mean, it's all, well, baby boomers this, baby boomers are causing our financial woes. No, it's not your fault. It's the government mismanaging all the money you put into the system. That's the problem. You guys have been paying your taxes, putting money into the system for decades. No, it's not your fault. You guys did try to prepare the country for you turning Social Security age. Government mismanaged the money. But they say right now, the older population over the age of 65 will put a severe strain on federal programs such as Medicare and Social Security. Again, I don't see how, if you guys have been putting money into the system this whole time, All right. Anyway, according to the report, the ratio of adults aged 65 and over compared with people aged 20 to 64 is going to increase by 80% in the coming decades. Average life expectancy has gone from 47 in the year 1900 to 78, and it's projected to be 84.5 by the year 2050, I think sooner. Okay? Declining birth rates, couples are choosing to have smaller families, less workers contributing to Medicare, etc. Okay, Medicaid right now accounts 40% of all public spending. So this report says Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security are on quote-unquote unsustainable paths, posing significant economic risks. If I was a baby boomer, I would be livid right now. You did everything you were supposed to. You did. Okay? So one option could be, not that I'm for this, pushing retirement age beyond the currently accepted age of 65. Isn't that what Greece tried to do? Can you imagine? What would they push it to? 67, 68, 70? All right. One example would be to do that, although younger people would be upset that older people would still be in the workforce. Another strategy would be for workers, they say, to increase their savings while spending less. We tried to increase our savings, and look what the recession did. A third avenue, they say, would be consuming less while still paying taxes so the federal government could set aside more money for federal assistance programs. Where did the money go? Listen, we don't have faith right now. We do not have faith that the government knows how to manage our money. We don't. I got to tell you, this is why I like the idea of some sort of opt-out, like Paul Ryan is suggesting, with private insurance as opposed to Medicare. You know, maybe there's a way, I hate to say this, but for those of you baby boomers that have been putting money into Medicare and Social Security this whole time, only to find that it's not going to be there for you, shouldn't they let us not put that money in and put it into a private account? Such that we could use that later? If the government's going to mismanage our money. Now, but that's not going to happen. Okay? The government is not going to give us as people more control. They won't. And keep in mind, we're not going to have a Republican-controlled government long-term. It always goes back and forth. That's why I predict we're going to have socialized medicine. Government's going to say, look, guys, you guys couldn't figure out medicine. We're going to do it now. Everybody pays more taxes. And I am not convinced that us paying more taxes will give us good quality health care in a socialized setting. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, Dr. Dell, I wanted to make a comment about socialized medicine. Most of the people in this country have never seen it overseas, and what the media is telling them is not really true. Following my father around as an army brat, I got to see him in Europe and England. And there's two different stages. There's the Common Man Hospital and the Royal Hospital, where the important go, and it's very substandard. And most of the people over here have always had something to fall back on with either the free ER treatment and non-payment or hospitalization. And the days of $1 million coverage with insurance through the companies, I believe, is gone because of the pricing.
Right, right. Thank you. You brought up a point that you were probably referring to the previous show. I'm sure you called in then. To how we Americans don't really know what socialized medicine is. So for those of us asking for it, we have no idea. You know, we're being told that in Canada, you know, they're, people are liking it and, you know, everything's fine and hunky-dory, you know, but I'm seeing patients from Canada coming down here to the States to get the medical care. You know, I'm seeing a completely different picture. And for those people like you who are in the Army, traveled around, you were able to see the different levels of care based on financial status. Let's go back to some more of your comments that you've left this week. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, Dr. Dolly, you're talking about all these people that wants the government health care. Well, they think it's going to be free. And have you ever seen the government run anything efficient? And they want to run, you know, they want to run 300 million people's health care. They can't do it in Canada. And Canada's only got 30 million people.
Right.
And they think they're going to do it for 300 million people here in America.
Okay, okay. And, guys, thank you. I have a lot more of your comments, but I'm only going to stop here. Very good point. Canada, you're only dealing with, what, 30 million? We have 10 times more in America. You know, this is going to be a topic, and I apologize for some of you that go, Dolly always seems to talk about socialized medicine and healthcare. Well, this topic is not going to go away. And like I said, we just got this, you know, report here from the National Research Council saying things are unsustainable. Okay? They're not getting fixed by themselves. And they're unsustainable because of the way the government has managed your Medicare and Social Security dollars. If we as a society cannot get the private sector to fix this, government is going to step in again their own way. And I don't think it's going to be done very well. Now, some of you who have been arguing with me, sorry about that. I think I'm getting a hairball. Some of you that have been arguing with me for socialized medicine and government, you know, brings back history on when Medicare was started back in the 60s. Everybody fought Medicare, but now, thank heavens, we have it because now we could take care of our older population, et cetera. Okay, but, you know, keep in mind, Medicare back then, we still didn't have the expensive, costly diseases that we had. We also had less life expectancy, okay? Back in the 60s, people were still having heart attacks. You were taking care of less people. You were taking care of, you had more younger people putting money into the system because, again, the baby boomers were in their 20s and 30s. Okay, it was a much different time. Government didn't figure this out. Okay, or they did and mismanaged the money. Now, I mean, if I was in your position right now, and I'm in my 40s, okay, so yes, I'm going to be feeling the pain, but not as quickly as you all are. And I'm seeing this report saying right now Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security are on unsustainable paths. I would be pretty scared because it's very difficult to go back to the work market. What are you going to do? You're going to work till you're 80? What are you going to do? Many of my seniors, they don't know what to do. All right, tell us what to do. Do we go back to work? Do we move to Greece? You know, personally, with one of the caller's comments about things being free, we may have to ask Medicaid patients to pay $5 or $10. Problem is how do we know that money's going to be managed correctly? Don't go away. We'll be right back. More medical news, 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
All right, guys. Well, that's interesting. Don's playing Mission Impossible. Yeah, fixing our health care, fixing our economy is a mission impossible. Thank you all for tuning in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don. We'll work on the dial. All right, so let's just move on. All right, I don't want to think that our case is hopeless when it comes to the way things are going to be for us in the next few decades. Let's just at least see what scientists are doing in the meantime. It looks like gut bacteria living in our gut can indicate risk if we're going to get diabetes. Very interesting. They say we carry 1.5 kilograms, 1.21 gigawatts kilograms of bacteria that we each carry in our intestines have enormous impact on our health and well-being. We know bacteria live there for a reason. All right, apparently Jung Wang from the University of Copenhagen's Department of Biology and Novo Nordisk Foundation Center for Metabolic Research has demonstrated that people with type 2 diabetes have a higher level of bacteria in their intestines. Scientists looked at intestinal bacteria of 345 people from China, of which 171 had type 2 diabetes. They were able to identify clear biological indicators that someday could be used in methods that would provide faster and earlier diagnosis of type 2. So what you poop, and they look at our poop, and based on the bacteria in our poop, research also demonstrated that people with type 2 diabetes have a more hostile bacterial environment in their intestines, which could cause increased resistance to different medications. That's very interesting. Okay, future Danish studies will examine whether intestinal bacteria in already abnormal people are deemed to be at risk for diabetes. And, of course, they'll look at mice, et cetera. Okay, so they're doing these studies on bacteria, et cetera. I mean, don't start taking antibiotics. We know that bacteria can wreak havoc on our system, or it can help our system. Remember, bacteria like sweet. Okay, sugar is food. When we talk about issues that happen to diabetics, one issue or consequence or sequela is bacterial infection. Bacteria need to feed. They also like sugar. Same thing with fungus. Fungus loves sugar. They do. That's why diabetics are more prone to yeast infections, to toenail fungus, foot fungus, and jock itch, etc. Okay? Because they could taste the sugar. You taste sweeter. Your sweat is sweeter. Your urine is sweeter, and your blood is sweeter. You have more sugar. And these bacteria, these fungi, they're smart little suckers. They could figure that out. And so, yeah, it makes more sense. If you have a more sugary type of environment, you have more bacteria in our gut. Why do you think diabetics have so many bowel issues? You know, we talk about diabetic neuropathy, where you have nerve issues and pain in your feet, etc. We talk about diabetic nephropathy, where the kidneys suffer with diabetes. We talk about ophthalmic issues with diabetes, but we don't talk that much about gastrointestinal issues. Sometimes we blame the diabetic medications for making those things worse. But, you know, think about it. Your bowels are just as important an organ as other parts of your body, you know, and if diabetes is going to affect one, it could affect all of them. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. So it's kind of interesting, you know, but, you know, gut bacteria have also been used to cure. You know, remember I talked about how there was a woman who went through every treatment in the book for her bowel disease, and then her husband ends up donating his fecal matter, and all of a sudden she returns to normal. Sometimes we need to use fecal matter. Now, another case, it looks like, of a woman undergoing a fecal matter transplant. And pay attention to these things, because fecal matter transplants are probably the cheapest form of transplant they got. And with the way Obamacare is going, we're probably going to get feces put in us as opposed to other things. Anyway, Caitlin Hunter apparently had survived a near-fatal car accident. Unfortunately, she suffered a devastating bacterial infection in her colon. Okay? From what I understand, Hunter is from Marietta, Georgia. Car accident happened June 2011. Lower spine was fractured. Liver and colon were lacerated. Her toes, all 10 toes, were broken. After a month in the hospital in Sacramento, she was flown home to Georgia. When she came home, had horrible abdominal pains, and she was diagnosed with Clostridium difficile. Now, C. diff is a very, very bad infection that you actually can get after taking antibiotics. Okay? Antibiotics kill many of the normal bacteria that you have, but keep in mind, undergoing a horrible accident like that, you're going to have to be given antibiotics. So, unfortunately, sometimes antibiotics, the cure or the treatment could be worse than the actual disease. So now she has, she ends up having Clostridium difficile. Weight plummeted. She had lost 40 pounds. So from what we understand, her mother donated one of her poo-poos. And the hospital diluted it. Doctor put the fecal matter into her colon. And she is cured. This happened in July. Clostridium difficile infections are actually on the rise, and it's very easy to find and to diagnose. Basically, whenever you have diarrhea that's not going away or abdominal pain, they should be doing something called stool cultures. When they do stool cultures, they'll look for salmonella, they'll look for E. coli, they'll look for listeria, they'll look for some ova and parasites, right? Amoeba type issues, protozoan infections, but also ask them to do a separate C. difficile or Clostridium difficile culture. They could do that, and if they find out that that's what it is, there's certain treatments that you need. So, you know, fecal transplants, very new the new wave of things. I know some of you are thinking it's gross, but keep in mind the tissue is gross anyway. I mean, you sit in other people's toilet seats. Why not just have poo-poo put into your I mean, and it was from her mother. I mean, it worked. You know, she's happy. Speaking of tissues, the boy who had the alcohol enema, remember we talked about him a couple days ago? A 20-year-old fraternity student from Tennessee is back at school. Parents are pretty unhappy, saying that much of the information that was blasted about him all over the internet of him putting an enema up his butt and having a wine enema that put him to 5 times the legal dose of intoxication, almost killing him, are erroneous. But he's back at school, feeling fine, unfortunately embarrassed because everybody's been talking about him and his rectal enema. I really don't understand these kids. Are their lives that troubling that they need to get drunk by sticking things up their butts? Isn't it weird? You know, in the olden days, you had some sort of discretion. I mean, I don't think kids in the 30s and 40s would stick things up their butts in front of other people. But then again, I mean, you get really, really drunk, you're going to do something stupid. You know, and that's the problem. These kids, they don't realize that the first drink loses enough inhibition for them to want to get the second drink and then the third drink. And then by the time they've had 3-4 drinks, they're completely messed up. And then when you take the alcohol in, like they're doing, some of them, it's called poppers where they pour the alcohol into their eye, right? You pour a vodka shot into your eye and it gets picked up by the mucous membrane, or girls, you know, dip tampons into the alcohol, insert them, etc. The mucous membranes absorb the alcohol quickly. And I don't know how these, you know, college students who obviously aren't studying because they're drinking know all this pathophysiology on mucous membranes, but I guess they do. It's kind of idiotic what many of these kids are doing. Unfortunately, this kid almost killed himself, a 20-year-old. So I think the parents may start suing for defamation of character. It looks like they're having a beef with Knoxville Police Department. But apparently they're saying it was erroneous information that was released by police, and the father of Alexander Broughton is pretty upset. Well, I would be too. Well, he's probably mad at how he found out. He's probably like, okay, wait a second here. Okay, how do I talk to the guys? Oh, speaking of guys, aren't you happy? Aren't you happy that the NFL refs are back in gear? From what I understand, these refs, by the year 2018, are supposed to be making close to $200,000. Okay, I don't understand unions. Anyway, all I could say is thank heavens they're back, because that Packers-Seahawk cluster is inexcusable. I mean, people don't realize how much money is in the whole football industry. Really quickly, pork may be in shortage by 2013. Europe's main pig producers fell across the board, thinking we're going to have a worldwide pig shortage in the year 2013. Be prepared, it may be harder to get bacon. All right, guys, stay on board for another hour if you can. If not, have a great rest of the way home. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter. Download the Android app. And remember, we're going to Alaska next year. Sign up for that.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com.
The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.